After decades of bounties, poisoning, and trapping, the last wolf in Wisconsin was killed when it was hit by a car in 1960 near Cornucopia. Wolves were temporarily annihilated, but have recovered to the point of being downlisted from endangered species to threatened. More than 600 people in Michigan and Wisconsin responded to a survey about wolves done by Northland College sociology professor Kevin Channing. He says people from both states feel the same way. 62% think there's reason to worry about wolves being dangerous, and only 20% think killing a wolf is wrong. But Channing says 57% think wolves should be protected.
The general public in both states are saying, I'm not exactly sure how to manage them, but managing them by euthanizing them or somehow killing them doesn't seem to be very accepted.
Channing says his survey shows people appreciate wolves as a natural part of things.
When you ask people about, you know, are wolves a symbol of the beauty and wonder of nature? Do we need wolves to help manage the ecosystem? 75 to 80% of respondents are saying, yeah, we need wolves. They're a part of our state now, and we need to manage them. We need to protect them.
A judge's ruling is keeping wolves in Wisconsin on the endangered species list, but federal officials want to see wolves move to a less urgent, threatened level. 120 wolf packs roam Wisconsin, mostly in the Northwoods area, north of Highway 8. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.